Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So remember when the White House said that they were going to respect people's opinions on the vaccine? Yeah, that disappeared. Then they said we're going to start going door to door, knocking on people's doors, telling them they need to get the vaccine. We're going to send people door to door who are not medical experts to try to fearmonger you into getting the vaccine. Then there was the other part of that problem, and that was this. The part where they then have a list, right? A list. They have an actual list of who has and has not been vaccinated, which is a violation of your privacy and your medical records. Of course, then they'll say, well, hold on a second. It's not really that we have a list, but we just know areas where people haven't gotten the vaccine. Scratch your head on that one if you believe it. I'm going to probably say you don't believe that at all. Now, they're attacking governors. Governors. Why? Because now they say if a governor is against door knockers, going door to door to door to door to door, knocking on your door, trying to get you to put that jab in your arm, then you've got a real problem. What is that problem? You're trying to kill people now. White House press secretary is now accusing the South Carolina governor and his criticism of door-to-door vaccine tactics. She says from the White House podium, it is literally killing people.
Let me first say that the failure to provide accurate public health information, including the efficacy of vaccines and the accessibility of them to people across the country, including South Carolina, is literally killing people. So maybe they should consider that. But I would say that what this is and what is it is not, this is not federal employees going door to door. This is grassroots volunteers. This is members of the clergy. These are volunteers who believe that people across the country, especially in low vaccinated areas, should have accurate information, should have information about where they can get vaccinated, where they can save their own lives and their neighbors' lives and their family members' lives. That's exactly what this is. It's something that's been going on since April, and it's something where we've seen an impact in states where there are lower vaccination rates. So it is something we will continue to work with local groups to do, and it's a disservice to the country and to the people who may lose their lives, who may lose family members, to provide inaccurate disinformation at a moment where we're still fighting a pandemic.
One little quick question here. Is there anyone that accused Jen Psaki or the White House or the South Carolina governor, for that matter, of giving out misinformation? The governor in South Carolina didn't give out disinformation. He just said he didn't like door knockers, right? That's what he said. Now, this is also back to the other part of this question. Jen Psaki is doubling down on this, we're going to knock on your door, and we're also going to possibly mandate the vaccine. Wait, what? I thought you said you weren't going to mandate the vaccine. I thought I have rights and freedom in America, in the United States of America, to decide if I want to get the jab or not. No, 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 no. Now, Jen Psaki has come out saying the federal government won't mandate the vaccine, but they will support local leaders and state leaders who mandate the vaccine.
Well, I would say first from the federal government, if I remember the context of the question, it was about federal mandates, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong. That's not a decision that we are making. That's not a our intention from the federal government. There will be decisions made by private sector entities, by universities, by educational institutions, and even perhaps by local leaders, should they decide that is how to keep their community safe. If they decide to make that decision, we certainly support them in that step.
All right, so there it is. That's our new plan. So there's two things we're going to do now. We're going to criticize governors who are against door knockers coming on to your property and trying to force you into getting a vaccine, like you're a leopard, right? Like you're a marked one, and targeting you so that you won't kill your grandma or kill yourself or kill your neighbors, kill your friends. We've gone back to that, right? If you don't wear a mask, grandma may die. If you go to Thanksgiving, grandma's going to die. If you bury your dead, grandma's going to die. If you have school, the teachers are going to die, and the teachers' unions are all going to die. If you don't wear two masks, you're trying to kill people, and the people are going to die. Over and over again, that's how they now do this. They say, well, people are going to die. Jen Psaki is standing there, and she's looking at the American people, basically saying, we are going to advocate for mandates of vaccines from local and state leaders, number one, and door knockers are going to happen, and we support those door knockers because we don't want grandma and somebody to die. That's the line. And the South Carolina governor, this South Carolina governor, he's trying to kill people. It's all about trying to kill him because he has been critical of door-to-door vaccine tactics, and now he is literally killing people.
Sure. Well, let me first say that the failure to provide accurate public health information, including the efficacy of vaccines and the accessibility of them to people across the country.
Let me just stop right there. Is there not access to the vaccine? Anywhere I go, I have been on a lot of flights in the last 3 weeks. I'm sick and tired of flying. I was flying yesterday. I was flying the day before. I was flying the day before that. I was flying the day before that. Okay, I was flying in multiple. I mean, I've been all over the country in the last week. It's this the post-COVID world is upon us, right? People are getting back to traveling, getting back to work, getting back to meetings. And as I was traveling, everywhere I landed, in every state that I went in the last week, in every city I went in the last week, there are still signs up everywhere. There are signs up everywhere. Everywhere you go, there are signs up telling you free COVID testing, free vaccine, no wait vaccine. I mean, they're all over the place. You can't tell me they're not there because they are there. I look at them. I see them. They're there. It's obvious that they are there. These signs are everywhere. The idea that we don't have adequate vaccine, there is a point now that we've reached the critical masses. The people that were hell-bent on getting it got it, and the other people are maybe waiting a little bit. And I don't blame them, because what just happened with Johnson & Johnson's vaccine? Let's talk about that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Johnson & Johnson is a perfect example of why so many Americans are weary to get the vaccine. We saw there was some possible issues with heart problems with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, although very rare, and that made people pause. We've seen that happen around the world. Now, remember, the FDA vaccine for every company now for COVID has not been FDA approved. It got an emergency use. There's a difference. So it's still not approved because we're still finding out stuff after you take this thing. And now I'm going to let you hear from the Today Show. Today, the FDA has issued a warning over the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. If you want to, and I go back to this mandate from the White House saying, well, states should mandate it, communities should mandate it. Well, we're going to knock on doors, and we believe that doors, they should be knocked on. And there's other CNN, by the way, has come out saying they believe that life should be, quote, hard for you, their medical expert said on TV. Life should be hard for you if you don't get the vaccine, if you refuse to get the vaccine. Life should be hard for you. They're tightening the noose around the necks of the unvaccinated. That's the goal of all of this. And you can see it's all coordinated together. Now, if you want to know why people aren't like jumping in line right now to get vaccinated, South Carolina governor talked about this. He said, look, there are people asking questions. And on the day when they're telling the South Carolina governor that he's literally killing people, that's what the White House said, the FDA actually issues a warning over the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. A new warning. Listen.
The FDA warning is another setback for Johnson & Johnson, but doctors insist the vaccine benefits of the single shot still strongly outweigh the rare risk. Among the nearly 13 million Americans who've received the J&J vaccine, the FDA says 95 people were hospitalized with Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare neurological disorder with one reported death. 62-year-old Tom Gorman was training to hike the Appalachian Trail when symptoms set in.
I went to being physically fit to being in a wheelchair.
Gorman still hopes to walk again and says he's still pro-vaccine, noting COVID-19 patients are also at increased risk for the disorder. The FDA says the J&J vaccine is still safe and effective, but the setback comes during a midsummer COVID surge, threatening the progress the U.S. has seen since the start of the year.
See, here's the fear-mongering, just so you know, right? They tell you about this new warning, and then they tell you that a guy that's in a wheelchair that is not walking right now because of this rare syndrome that he got from the vaccine is still pro-vax. And then they do the fear-mongering at the Today Show, which you're about to hear, right? Because we've got a surge, so therefore shut up, don't ask questions, and get the jab. You're not entitled to your personal opinions, what the White House is saying, and that's exactly what the Today Show is saying. You're not entitled to making your own medical decisions for you. We're going to knock on our doors. We're going to make life hard for you if you're unvaccinated. And the Delta variant is causing a midsummer surge, so therefore you should get the vaccine, otherwise you're going to kill grandma.
COVID cases are on the rise in 28 states, with a third of those new cases in five hotspots, all with low vaccination rates. And there's growing concern for one significant unvaccinated population, children under 12 who aren't yet eligible for vaccines. They're still vulnerable, adding stress for parents with the new school year approaching. It comes as the CDC says schools should prioritize in-person learning. And while some American adults refuse to be inoculated.
Refuse. There it is. You don't have a choice. You're refusing, right? You're not allowed to ask questions. You're refusing to do this, which brings me back to the CNN medical analyst. Life needs to be hard for unvaccinated Americans. That is what was actually said. A virologist says three likely pandemic outcomes. Number one, we will not get control. There will be ongoing severe disease. Number two, we will transition to an epidemic seasonal disease like influenza. Number three, we will transition to an epidemic that has a lower impact than the flu. There you go. There are your options. CNN medical contributor, same person that was working with Planned Parenthood to kill children, Dr. Lena Wynn, said Friday that life needs to be hard for Americans who have not received a coronavirus vaccine with twice weekly testings. They want to make it where you can't do anything. When the former Planned Parenthood president, who advocated not only for tissue testing on aborted children, said, quote, so now we have this Delta variant that is much more contagious. Because it's more contagious, it's going to be even harder for us to reach herd immunity. We're going to have to vaccinate an even higher portion of people to get there. What happens then if we end up having another variant developing that's even more contagious, that could cause more disease, that could evade the protection of our immune system? Question mark. She added, so how quickly can we get this under control, and which way we go depends on what we do now to overcome disinformation. What we really need to do at this point is make vaccinations the easy choice. It needs to be hard for people to remain unvaccinated. Right now, it's kind of the opposite. It's fine. It's easy if you're unvaccinated. You can do anything you want to do anyway. At some point, these mandates by workplaces, by schools, I think it will be important to say, hey, if you want to opt out, you have to sign these forms. Get twice weekly testing. Basically, we want to make getting vaccinated the easy choice. That is what it's going to take to actually end the pandemic. Now, I remind you, this is the CNN medical expert who ran Planned Parenthood, who had no problem using aborted babies for experiments, and was the woman who was in charge of killing more African-American children than anybody else in this country, is giving you now advice saying she believes that you should be beaten to submission, that we should make life hard for you, that your life should be hard. Your life should be difficult. We should force you that every 2.5, 3 days, right? Every 2.5, 3 days, you're going to get a test, whether you've been traveling, whether you've been going anywhere. We're going to force you to do what we tell you you have to do. That is how this works.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me just remind you of what Dr. Fauci has been saying. Dr. Fauci is a perfect example of a guy who's changing every day, saying one thing one day, then pushing something else the next day. The newest example of this is the White House senior medical advisor Fauci said recently during an interview that COVID-19 vaccine skeptics should, quote, get over it and take the vaccine. Now, before I play for you, Dr. Fauci, I want you to think about how condescending it is to look at people who are asking questions about a vaccine and you say, get over it. Some people are just doing basic research on the vaccines. Johnson & Johnson having some problems, having a new warning, which I just told you about. In fact, let's talk about the European Union. Immunization has brought on a new controversy, says the Associated Press. Quote, EU says not all vaccines are equal. After one doctor and his wife received 2 doses of the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine in Nigeria, they assumed they would be free to travel this summer to a European destination of their choice. They were wrong. The couple and millions of other people vaccinated through a UN-backed effort could find themselves barred from entering many European and other countries because those nations don't recognize the Indian-made version of the vaccine for travel. Although AstraZeneca vaccine produced in Europe has been authorized by the continent's drug regulatory agency, the same shot manufactured in India hasn't been given the green light. EU regulators said that the AstraZeneca hasn't completed the necessary paperwork in the Indian factory, including details on its production practices and quality control standards. But some experts describe the EU's move as discriminatory and unscientific, pointing out that the World Health Organization has inspected and approved the factory. Well, the World Health Organization is total crap, so does it really matter what they have to say when clearly they're nothing but carrying water for the Chinese Communist Party? Hell, the World Health Organization didn't warn the world about the about COVID-19 and lied to us about its origins. So excuse me if I don't take the World Health Organization seriously ever again. They're bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist government. They covered up for what really happened in Wuhan. We all know that now. Health officials say that the situation will not only complicate travel and frustrate economies, but also undermine vaccine confidence by appearing to label some shots as substandard. Again, you want to know why people might be waiting a little bit? Maybe because they see headlines like that. No, but you can't wait because the White House's God, Dr. Fauci, has said during an interview that COVID vaccine skeptics should, quote, get over it and take the vaccine.
Here we have a vaccine that's highly highly effective in preventing disease and certainly in preventing severe disease and hospitalization. It's easy to get, it's free, and it's readily available. So, you know, you've got to ask, what is the problem? Get over it.
Get over it. What is the problem, folks? Get over it. It's available. You can get it. Get over it. What's wrong with you? Does this guy seem like a guy that's listening to other opinions? Listen to Fauci one more time, and I want you to think, is this guy open-minded to any possibility that maybe it's okay for people to wait or ask questions? Or is this nothing more than a dictator and a tyrant telling you we're going to force you into submission? I go back to CNN medical analysts, quote, life needs to be hard for unvaccinated Americans. We need to make it hard for Americans in their life. That's not the only one saying this now. CNN had another doctor on saying last night, I do think it's time to start mandating vaccinations in America.
I do think it's time to start mandating vaccines. And I think that private industry and private organizations will do that. You know, at GW University, where I work, starting this fall, you can't be on campus unless you're fully vaccinated. Look, I think that we're in the part of the pandemic now where the problem in this country is that 150 million Americans are not vaccinated. Now, half of that...
Notice you're the problem, by the way. You're now talked about as the problem. I do think it's time to start mandating vaccines, and they're giving the playbook on how to do it. Colleges, mandated. Schools, mandated. Private sector, mandated. Force people into submission. If they don't get it done, go back to the other woman who ran Planned Parenthood, who's now a medical expert at CNN, that, hey, if you can opt out, but if you want to opt out, quote, you have to sign these forms. You have to get twice weekly testing. Basically, we need to make getting vaccinated the easy choice. In other words, we're going to force you into it. And listen to this other doctor, what he says. After he says it's time to start mandating vaccines, listen to this.
That number is less than 18 years of age. But let's look at the adults. 75 million adults have chosen not to get vaccinated. And that choice has consequences. Now, we can't force you to take a jab in the arm, but there are many jobs, perhaps, that can prevent you from working if you decide not to get vaccinated.
So in other words, we want you unemployed. We want you to lose your job. That's what this guy's saying. You know, we can't force you to get a jab in your arm, but we can force you to lose your job. We can force you to be destitute. We can force you to be living under a bridge. That we can do. Here's another doctor. The Biden administration should say to unvaccinated Americans, hey, you opt out? That's fine. We're going to force you to get tested twice a week.
I think this really depends on what it is that we do at this point. So now we have this Delta variant that is much more contagious. Because it's more contagious, it's going to be even harder for us to reach herd immunity. We're going to have to vaccinate an even higher proportion of people to get there. What happens then if we end up having another variant developing that's even more contagious, that could cause more disease, that could evade the protection of our immune system? And so how quickly we get this under control and which way we go depends on what we do now when it comes to vaccination, to overcoming disinformation. And what we really need to do at this point is to make vaccination the easy choice. It needs to be hard for people to remain unvaccinated. Right now, it's kind of the opposite. It's fine. I mean, it's easy if you're unvaccinated. You can do everything you want to do anyway. But at some point, these mandates by workplaces, by schools, I think it will be important to say, hey, you can opt out. But if you want to opt out, you have to sign these forms. You have to get twice weekly testing. Basically, we need to make getting vaccinated the easy choice. That is what it's going to take for us to actually end the pandemic.
By the way, if you want to know what a coordinated effort looks like to force you into submission, this is exactly what it sounds like. Everyone saying the same damn thing. Everyone saying this is what we're going to do to make life impossible for you to live unless you do what we tell you to do. In other words, as Dr. Fauci said, get over it. Get the shot, get over it. This is not freedom. This is not privacy. This is not privacy with your medical records. And we should be standing up to people being treated this way. And I've been vaccinated. I'm still saying this.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.